Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Dit is 20 voor 10 tyd vir ons om wêreldsake te bespreek. En Kurt Oliver, hy bring vir ons elke week daardie boodskap. Gaan kyk so 'n bietjie daar op ons Facebook Live. Jy is welkom om ook 'n like te stuur vir ons op ons Facebook blad 729 Kaapse Kansel. 729 Cape Pulpit, that is the handle to use. And do give us a like so that you can be informed whenever we go live on air here on Radio Cape Pulpit. Right now, Kurt Oliver on the screen and behind the microphone to bring us world view and a message of hope as we discuss freedom in Christ. Good morning. Welcome to you, Kurt.
Good morning, Dimitri. Good morning to all of our blessed and healthy and, you know, just wonderful listeners this morning.
And you're sharing with us today a message that I think we hear so much, freedom in Christ, but it is a thing or a concept that few of us can grasp. And if we look at the news, it holds us captive. It holds us captive. There is a fear being spread out there. There's a plan for a World War III. And we are captivated by these things. And it holds us prisoner. How does being free in Christ help us?
Yeah, you know, Dimitri, as the way we look at it, there's different ways of looking at it. And, you know, before I'm going to speak about it, I just want to know, Pastor Stan is still here, so I just want to release this once and for all. I don't know if Pastor Stan forgot about this, but the storm has actually won something.
That is one world view that we're looking at. One world view headline we're looking at.
The storm has won the cup and brought the cup back to Cape Town. So sorry for all you Natal Sharks fans. Unfortunately, you guys need to try next year again. Yeah, but lots happening around the world, Dimitri. And I heard Pastor Stan speaking about abortion. And you know, actually in the U.S., the right to abortion has been overturned. After 50 years of fighting, it's finally been overturned. And then we have the earthquake out in Afghanistan and, you know, 100 wars, days of war out in Ukraine and back home where the mosques has finally been, you know, the regulations has been lifted and the mosque is a thing of the past. And, you know, thinking about this, I realize that, you know, as a people all around the world, we've gone through so much things over this last 2 years. There's people that has lost jobs, there's people that has lost homes, there's people that has, you know, even lost loved ones. And I want to say this, it doesn't matter what I go through, I will hold on to Jesus. I will hold on till the very end. But how much of us are willing to declare that over our lives? Because when something happens and then, you know, it feels like the world is falling in around us and then we wind up on our walk with God. And that is where the freedom comes in. It starts with the freedom. In John 8 verse 36 it says that, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Now Jesus makes this statement as a sign of victory. Meaning when he went to the cross, already our victory is guaranteed right there. But a lot of us forget about that. And the day when we, you know, when we accepted Jesus into our hearts, we received that victory already. Hmm. It's a done deal. It's there already. But we, you know, but have we ever really thought about this? Where we have come from and how we have been made free? Have you asked, when last did you ask yourself that question, Dimitri? Where has my life brought me from? How did God or Jesus make me free? And in Greek, the word free translated means to liberate or to exempt from liability. But there's two things I want to look at. The first one is things Jesus freed us from And then second is Jesus had to free us too. Freed us from and freed us too. What did Jesus free us from? We were freed from bondage, where we were captive. And can I say we were imprisoned? We were in prison. Now when we look at captive, the definition is one who is confined, and that's exactly what we were. We were prisoners to sin. We were sin was our ruler. We lived lives that was reckless and wild. And even thinking about it, Pastor Stan, I caught on the world's nonsense. Irresponsible things I caught on, but because there was somebody that was praying for me, there was grace. There was grace. The other day I spoke to another teacher where I shared my testimony, because I remember at the time when I was, living a rebellious life. But deep inside of me, there was this cry for change. And I remember when I went to go sleep one night, and I woke up the next day, I was completely set free from everything. I was done with drugs, done with alcohol, done with cigarettes. I was done with everything. And I couldn't understand what has happened to me, except for the fact that there was a longing inside of me to be free from those things. So that is one of the things that, that Jesus set us free from. And, the Bible teaches us, and especially I remember when I got filled with the Holy Spirit. I was out in Pretoria. We were living in Boksburg at that time. But I was a part of a program. And I remember when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, that I became a staff, one of the staff there, but I was given the responsibility where I needed to take the new converts through, like, Bible studies. And at the time, I never went to Bible school or anything like that, but when I started to speak to them regarding Scripture, God opened up Scripture to me in such a way that the leaders and the pastors thought that I was somebody that was learned, that went through Bible school. I said, no, I got saved now the other day, and I don't know what's going on with me, but this is all that is happening to me. And they couldn't believe it. But what I want to say is that when freedom comes, and when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, because you are operating in freedom, God can use you in a great and mighty way. Paul speaks about it. He says it in nice words. He says it doesn't matter what you studied, how long you studied. He calls that all a bunch of dung. All a bunch of dung, meaning the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit is more important. Being filled with the Spirit is more important. And the Bible says in Romans 6, verse 23, that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. When we lived our lives far from God, we were destined for death. We put ourselves in situations where we came close to death. But because of Jesus, because of God's love for us, we were given an opportunity to live a better quality of life. John 10 verse 10 says that the thief comes to steal, kill and destroy, and I have come that they may have life and life to the full. We have freedom to serve, and I love when I speak about serving. Many people forget that serving is key. Humility is key. A lot of people forget about that. And I remember when I started doing that, and when I got saved, everything tasted better, everything smelled better, everything felt better. And today we have the privilege where we meet with God in prayer and supplication. And, it's the little things like having a roof over your head, the shoes on your feet, the clothes on your body, the food you eat. And even with me, myself, I realize that I have a good wife, I have healthy children. Those type of things is what reminds me how important the freedom is. Because when I was lost and bound, I never had those things. I never had those things. But we need to remind ourselves about the simple things. And I want to say to our listeners this morning, it doesn't matter what you're going through. And I know I've said this over and over, over this past few months all the time. But I want to say it again this morning. It doesn't matter what situation you find yourself in. God is orchestrating things. God is at work. good or bad situation, God is at work. And I want to say to our listeners, yes, there's times we face trials, and there are times we go through stuff, but I want to remind you this morning that you have freedom in Jesus. Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy your freedom in Jesus. Because it is Jesus that has freed you to live. Jesus has freed you to live. So live your life and enjoy your freedom in Jesus. God bless you, Dimitri. God bless our listeners this morning.
Bless you, my brother. Thank you so much. And you be blessed as we look forward to next week again. God willing. Bless you, brother.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.